Certainly, and this one's being run quite differently.
Yeah.
I'm very pleased to.
So are you wanting to lower the valuation?
Yeah, so that.
What's your
rationale?
Well, what?
You know, what's your number?
What's your number?
It's 440. It's, let's see, no, the market value is 446,657, and assessed is 88.
Right, it's 860. It says at 446. What's the number that you want to lower it to?
Well, I've got it on the second page of this. Right there is my proposal on it. The very best that I could ask for. I took four homes that are, now that's listing value, because just like everybody else, I can't come up with any comparable sales.
Has your brother's unit sold next door?
Well, it was on the market, and it's down to 394, and Chris Benton just lost the listing on it, and so it's been turned into, Great Southern owns it.
Yeah.
And they have done nothing to take care of it except when I complain. The people looking at the house can't even hardly walk into the courtyard because of the overgrowth.
Yeah, I've been at the property and shown it multiple times.
Okay.
So very familiar with that property.
Yeah. Now I've got the other half on this.
Yeah.
South side.
Okay. You're showing us here the structural cost to your house. Is it just sitting on a lot?
No, this house has probably a steep, it's 30 feet off the main level to the ground below, and then it's got a second level underneath it.
How many are you sitting on a lot, or you got acreage? How many?
I've got 9.97 of an acre, but I'm only using 85% of it for the house, and the rest of it was agricultural land that was valued at $19 and my tax was $19.
I'm not using it.
Okay.
Considering, I just want to make sure
that
we wasn't looking at a house setting up. I remember this house that we looked at in 2014.
Yeah.
Did we argue the point?
Can you look at the history on that?
It was a 120. Did we figure 125 on the, can you build a house for less than $125 square foot?
No, you can't.
Well, you got $100 on there. There's a reason I'm asking this.
That was just what the average listing price for, I bet in this, later on in here, there's a deal that shows the houses that were listed in Branson. And they were ranged from 100 and some odd, 130,000. Let's see, I can give you the exact numbers here. From 275 to 419 and the square footage. And one was in 150 Misty Mountain Road, Hollister, 137 River Bluff Drive, Branson, 278 Country Bluff, Branson, 198 Grand Point, Branson. And those were homes that I just looked at and just did an average per square foot, and they ranged from 68 to 107, but the total square footage was $100 a square.
Well, the reason I said this, because I remember this house, and we said it, and I made a motion back then, and they just pulled it up. I hadn't even seen that I had made the motion, but I remembered the house and lowered it to 397, and that was figured off of a square foot basis, because that's an odd number that I come up with. Go ahead, Jeff, if you had something to say.
Well, and if I could say on your comparables too, I know that they need some work done to them.
Yes.
And the outside structure of it's pretty, it needs a lot of money in landscaping. And then the fact of, and this is something that I'd run into on the other side, is it's not just a house, it's a duplex, and you're talking a large duplex with a lot of maintenance, and then it's having trouble selling one, because they don't know what's going to happen with the other. So that takes it down than just a freestanding home.
So one thing, Jeff, that we, one way we take care of that, and I think that's what happened here, and I'm not, again, lowering it, but from the depreciation factor that you're talking about, because it should be depreciated more if 2013 and it was in bad shape whenever we talked about it before. So, Chuck, what have you got it on at? What percent you got it on at?
97.
Yeah, if it's, and you've been out there and looked at it.
And I've had, and we had a guy look in your structural, your engineering stuff on that back deck side needs some.
He walked away from it, didn't he?
Oh yeah, that was this big, that, and it was bigger money than what you had claimed on here, at least the quote that we got.
So. Well, they're working on it right now, so, and I don't know, it's going to wind up a few thousand more than that, I know, but that's a bid.
But the way we can correct this problem is that we can look at a lower depreciation and factor and have Chuck enter it into the system, whether he wants to use 80% of value of the 97 that we presented then. You see what I'm saying, Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, that gives you a lower, I don't know whether we'll get down where you want it.
Okay, but my another problem here is, I've got a blueprint, not a blueprint, just a sketch of the house that we give to a draftsman to draw it the way we wanted it, my wife and I did, and it's got my unit on the main level. We were going to build it with just one level, 2,700 square foot, and this shows the main level at 2,703 square foot, including the garage. And we've got it on the records at 3,200. So I'm wondering if we shouldn't take a look at the measurements on this house and see if we're not paying.
Have you got adjusted area? Adjusted area would be a carport, a garage,
yeah,
whatever's on there, and it should show on here.
No, it doesn't show any adjusted. Well, it shows three. It shows on the beacon, I don't know. Beacon shows that there's two areas.
I'm showing your base area is 3,054 and your adjusted area is 6,260.
Yeah.
Do you have a basement in that one?
It wasn't going to be developed until they told me here it wouldn't be added to my house for assessment purposes. The assessor's office did. But it's like an earth home down below. Okay, I've got one side with no windows.
Right.
The back side is underground. And the other side's got one sliding door, and then I've got glass facing.
So you've got your underneath, you've got it closed in where you can store stuff and where you can go in.
Yeah, and I've got flooring in there and
yeah,
and
well, that,
furniture.
Possibly that could be added on as an adjusted area. More than likely it wasn't even figured in. But what I'm thinking, the best way for this board to consider this is like an 80% good instead of having him pay on 97% of good on the value, have him pay on 80% good, and tell us what that number is, and then we can move in that direction.
80% of that 397 is 317.20, or 317.6. Jeff, what do you think it's worth?
80% of 397.
I think that's whatever the previous number was.
That's
397.598.
Not 80% of the...
Danny was the one saying is that not what you said, Danny?
Or 80% of...
80%, that's not the way they figure that. Yeah, it's...
It'd be of the residential structure.
Can you calculate
it? 80% good.
Of which number, though? The
446?
No, either the 421 or the 372. Danny, what were you...
It would be...
I was trying to give the number to Danny.
Try to do the 80% of the 397.
So that'd be the 372.
But see, that's the problem, because I made that adjustment. I'm the one that made that motion, and I made that adjustment off a percentage good last time of the 446.
That'd be 323.078.40.
And what was you asking for?
320. I was asking Jeff what he thought. He asked for $320,500.
Yeah.
That's pretty close. That's what I think we're to do. And it being a combined unit, you have a heck of a time trying to sell something.
Well, I'm trying to get it fixed up so we can sell the whole thing and work with Greg Southern on getting rid of the whole thing. I'm by myself in that house, so I really don't need that much square footage by any means.
I'm gonna make a motion. We accept your $320,500.
Second.
What's the number?
$320,500.
Isn't that $320,500 what he wanted?
Roll up.
$20,500.
Yeah, $325,000.
Randy, you seconded
it. Seconded. We got a motion and a second.
That's 80% good.
$320,500. Do we have all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Jim.
Motion carries.
This is a lot better walking out of here today than it was 2 years ago. Thank you. But I still. What do we do about the square footage in the assessment?
That's something you'd have to straighten out with them. That's just
okay. I'll talk to Chuck afterwards.
They placed a value period, and it wipes out all our square foot. I mean, if we get past that and it resells or something, then we'll be out there later.
Thank you.
It's gonna
have a safe trip back to Arizona.
What?
Have a safe trip back to Arizona.
Well, I spend my summers here.
Oh, okay.
It just gets a little cool here in the winter. Thank you.
So are we at the...
Can we jump to the
2016-41?
Is that the one that was yesterday that they moved to today?
It was
at 4 o'clock. It's moved up to 1:30.
Yes.
41 or 42?
He said 41.
Oh, okay.
We heard Larry Smith last year on different properties. I don't know whether. Yeah, we heard. Where's this at now? Is this last year?
This is last year's.
What's he wanting at now?
It's the last parcel.
That's the house. Now, put it over to show the property. That's the house we looked at last year, and I don't want to redo it this year.
Well, that was a... I don't know that it was an arm's length transaction, was it?
No.
Is this a house or is it vacant land?
It's a house.
House and property.
One of them.
There's two. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But that last one you showed the house on it. We had pictures of it last year.
No. Okay.
There it is. You got all kinds of shots of it. The swimming pool, the inside swimming pool.
Oh, wait. Is this the old German ranch?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So how much acreage is on here?
Ten acres.
Have you ever been there?
Yep.
It's pretty cruddy.
It's not now.
Did they fix it up?
Yep.
Does anybody know what German car company owned that?
No, it's been Dwight Sprague owns it now, or did own it. And Larry bought it.
It was the largest piece of land in Taney County for years.
Danny, do you want to even make a motion to deny, or do you want to, because then that makes the assumption that we even heard it.